The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Today is Tuesday, April 18th, and it's a little after 11 o'clock. And once again, this is C.A. Nuri, and I shall be your host for today as we talk about Acklands. I'm not sure if you know that Acklands is the best island to the Bahamas.
Amen.
The best island that anybody...
No.
Everybody comes and originate from Acklands. And then we are celebrating Acklands today. So if you're from Acklands and you live on the family island, this is the time to call in. Yeah. If you are the Acklands descendant and you want to know about what's happening in Acklands, this is the time to call in. No, I can let you read that, Aaron, in 2 minutes. Because we have a toll-free number and I can let Aaron call all the numbers off shortly. But see, I want to let you know that Acklands is big news, big things, big people, and all that we're doing that we're going to be talking about today. And in order for us to celebrate Acklands today, we have two guests, right? We have my good cousin, and see how they call him cousin because we related, Patricia Hannah Claire. She's here. And of course, I'm another cousin from the Collie House of Collie. She knows me from the House of Collie.
That's right.
Anita Collie, what she mispronounced his last name. Verdacia.
Ah, you got it.
I got it. Yeah. My cousin Anita. So I'm going to call him Cousin Pat and Cousin Anita for the rest of this show, right? Yep. And of course, my other cousin Erin is with me, right? She's going to help me with this interview as we celebrate Acklands and the big things that is going on there. But Erin, read those phone numbers for me so we got, because people already start calling.
Listen, we can start with Grand Bahama and Family Island listeners. You've asked for it and it's here. The Guardian Radio toll line. Call us toll free. That means free. At 242-300-5720 from anywhere in the Bahamas outside of New Providence. So if you're from Acklands, you expected to call in. If you're not from Acklands, I'm going to need you to call in and say, we like Acklands. We ain't from there, but we like it. Just call in 242-300-5720 on the New Guardian Radio free, toll-free line. See, I'm from Acklands. You know what I like?
Who you like?
Free.
I like free things. I like
free. Free.
But, take advantage of that.
But let me start with this. Let me start with this. Because I called some big Acklands name earlier. I call her Hannah. I call her Hannah name, right? And I call her Collie name. So before I start, I need to know like a little history about the name. I need a little history of Collie. Because I know the house of Collie.
Of course.
And I want to know how Cousin Anita is a Collie. What that means to be a Collie. Mm-hmm. Why Collie is Acklands. Talk to Cousin Pat and ask Hannah. What's so good about Hannah? Because, you know, I relate to the Hannah Snow. Actually, I'm a Hannah and a hasty mixture. And, of course, I'm a Collie when you come down to the family line. And, well, it is what it is. I have good cousins and I love my cousins. But I need to know, sincerely, how special is your name? And how special your name, Collie and Hannah, is to people in Acklands?
Well, thank you for having me, first of all. And good morning to your guests and your listeners. I was born a Collie. Now, if I tell you a little bit of the history of the Collie, a lot of people don't know their history or their heritage, but I've made it a point to know my heritage. There was a slave master by the name of Sir Richard Collie. He was from Scotland. He lived, he moved his slaves along with him to Acklands Island, where they inhabited the northern part of Acklands, known as the Hard Hill area. There, after the abolition of slavery, there were some slaves that were left. They were left behind. They were left behind in Acklands. They left behind. There were some brothers. One was Adam Collie. One was Seth, and I don't know what the other person's name was. They spread out after slavery was ended. One moved into Chester. Seth. One stayed in Hard Hill, Adam, and one migrated to Inagua, to Meguana. That's where the Sydney Collie line came from. My family, I'm through the line of Adam Collie, great-great-grandfather. And we have traced the line straight up from my father to my grandfather to his father to his father and to Adam Collie. So on the Collie side, I know exactly where we started from, where we came from, and where we are today.
But Cousin Anita, there's some bright-skinned Collies. There's some bright-skinned Collies who either live further up. They ain't come from Hard Hill. How are they related to you?
Well, what happened is there was migration. There was, I guess what you can say, there was some light-skinned people in Pompey Bay. Okay? That's on the next side. That's where the Hasty Hannah side comes in. That's where my grandmother was from. So when a lot of them married into the different or biracial marriages where you have the black and the white. Unfortunately, in the case of my grandfather, he was not allowed to live in Pompey Bay because he was a man of color.
Dark skin. He was a man. He was blue-black.
He was blue-black. Mm-hmm. So where they lived in Morant Bay. Now, I have some family members who are light-skinned. They're Collies and they're light. Mm-hmm. Papa Theo, his name was Theo Collie.
I know Theo Collie. They light-skinned.
Yes. Well, Theo was black. Mm-hmm. But some of his children were lighter than, you know, my father. Mm-hmm. And so where you have the mixture of the Collies who are light-skinned, it's because mother was a fair-skinned woman. Mm-hmm. So that is where you have the blend. And then as they marry into a lighter-skinned person or a fair-skinned person. So you have the color changing. But then you have those original Collies who were from the Ghana. I was just speaking to somebody about that. Mm-hmm. That's direct link from South Africa, West Africa, that came across the Atlantic and landed and ended up in Acklands.
So you have found your African roots, a connection, a direct connection to Africa.
Yes.
Collies.
As a matter of fact, we're trying to plan a trip now. We want to go to Ghana.
Okay. And before I move to Cousin Pat, right, I want to ask you about what is this House of Collie? So just so people can know that it exists.
The House of Collie was, according to my cousin, Chucky Charles Collie, he was the one who started the House of Collie. And we are spread all over America, the Bahamas, even down into Auckland. But primarily, that was started from the American side. Because my cousin Chuck, his sister Elizabeth, well, Chuck and Judith, they lived in California. And they wanted to have a direct connection with their family. So they started the House of Collie, started by Chuck. Now Chuck has moved into Auckland. They're building a beautiful home. They've built a beautiful home down in Mason's Bay. And his other side of the family is the Kemps. So they're down on the Kemps estate. And
there's a Kemps estate in Auckland?
Yes.
And that's her Andrew's name.
Kemps Bay. I mean, I'm mad. A little bit of the other side in Auckland. I like it.
I don't know where that Kemp started from, but I know there are some Kemps in Auckland, and his grandparents, they're Kemps on one side and Collie on the other side from Hard Hill.
Okay.
So he started the House of Collie.
Good. Just in case people want to join that and go on Facebook. Yes. Now, I see the phones are light up. And before I go to you callers, I want to speak to Cousin Pat.
Yeah.
Use a Hannah. Every Han I know originate from Auckland.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Every politician I know has Hanna blood in them.
Are all the Hannas related?
Yeah, and she's a historian, so
one
I let.
Way or the other
let,
way.
Let
I'm not much of a historian.
You're
okay?
A historian.
I only get to tell you
what my line is. A historian, Cousin Pat.
We came from John Hanna, which was the slave owner. He was the owner of the Portland slave plantation, and that is still there today where we actually live there. And the owner is from Scotland. Most of our slave owners, I think, are from that area. And it so happens that he lived there. His son lived there. His son eventually, the child was left there. And so now I am down to the generation, to the fifth generation.
Okay.
The actual slave owner is my great-great-great-great-great-grandfather. I think I got it right. It's like five generations.
Yeah.
My mom lived there all her life until she went off and got married. And she married a Hanna.
Mm-hmm. Your mom had Hanna. She married
Hanna. Yeah, she married a Hanna. And what we've actually found out, you know, when the slave owner left, the slaves that are left there take the name. So therefore, you have black Hannas and you have white Hannas. We have a line in our family where I can actually trace the black slave owners the black slaves, mm-hmm. who went and have children, and then the white owners who inherit down from the slave master, that they have their children, and then they're actually mixed. And that's why you do have the white and black. And we, the Hasties, we're mixed with them, and some of the Tynes, but mostly a lot of the Hasties, we're mixed with. So you have that.
So basically, Hannah and Hasties won. And then, of course, there's Tynes.
I would say there's a lot of us. The brighter side is basically entangled like that. Mm-hmm. And the Tynes are there, not so much, but they're there. But the Hasties and Hannah's, I think, is mixed more.
Okay. Mm-hmm. But let me go to this caller first, and let me go back to you, Aaron, right after that, right? Okay. But caller, can you hear me? There's a patch that caller through. Go ahead, caller. Can you hear me?
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing well.
This sounds like my cousin Nuri.
There you go. What are you saying, cousin?
Well, I'm just calling Jelly Eliza, light skin calling from Poppy Bay, and I am loving this conversation today.
Good man, good down. I mean, big things happen in Ackland, and they want you to come down. So that's what this whole conversation will be about soon.
Awesome, because I see y'all talking about all of my family, all of Hannah, Hasty, and Ty.
Yeah.
Yes. But let me continue with them. And so you listen in and call back if you have any other questions.
Awesome. Okay.
Good. I see you have another caller there, producer, before I continue this inquisition. Go ahead, caller. Can you hear me?
Hello.
Sorry. I'm doing well. Welcome.
Miss Green there.
Miss Green, radio man.
Morning, Miss
Sparky. Y'all got any fountains from Ackland?
Any what?
He want to know if y'all send any pumpkin up on the boat.
Fountain?
From
no, it's a fountain.
Miss Green, stop mixing things up.
Sparky, you want to be from Ackland's like me?
I say fountains.
We heard Sparky.
I said fountain. No fountains from Ackland's, eh?
None.
Okay, tell me something. See,
anything is possible, we could create one.
Hold on, Miss Green. Let me give Miss Green. Give somebody a chance, please.
That was
I born in Chippenham, and when I was growing up, the only thing me parents away used to do is carry us to Miami. They never used to carry us to no Out Island. First time I been to an Out Island, I went to Roxanne Luther. I must be 14. But what I have a problem with is how much it costs to go to Auckland. Where I can live in Auckland. What to do in Auckland, because I could go to Miami, rent a car, rent a hotel room, shop and everything, and come back with change. If I go past Paradise Island, any other island I go to, it's too expensive. Hello?
I'm ready. I'm writing down your questions. I'm going to hang up and address them.
The problem I have, Mr. Nuri, is we live right here in the Bahamas, and most of us never been to the Out Islands that born in New Providence. But a lot of people from the Out Islands, they come to New Providence because, like other people, they're looking for a better way of life. When they reach the secondary school, the only thing they can do is come to New Providence, because then they want to go to college in the Bahamas and then off to college. When they come back from off to college with their education, most Bahamians don't go back to the islands they come from. They end up getting married in Nassau, move to Old Fort Bay, and that's the end of it.
Okay, then... I mean, we'll investigate that. I'm going to challenge my cousin Anita, my cousin Pat, in regards to what to do in Auckland. But before I do that, right, I want to know some surnames. I want to know some surnames where they say, hey, that's an Auckland's name, mm-hmm. right? To throw out some names that who related to you all. Mm-hmm. And what I know that Hannah Hasty Tynes tend to do a lot of family. No, you got to talk to the mic. You just can't say that. But I know the Hannah Hasty Tynes tend to do a lot of events, right? As a Auckland's family. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure exactly what the collie does as a Auckland's family to make sure you feel.
They have plenty of events.
Yeah? So I want to talk about that, and then we can move towards if I come to Auckland's, where can they stay? What can I do? And stuff like that. Okay?
Mm-hmm. And what are the ideas about development in Auckland's, right? Mm-hmm. Sparky sort of raised this issue that there's nothing to do. There's nothing to do if you're looking for Nassau living.
Yeah.
But if you're looking for a different type of life,
yes.
There's lots to do.
Yeah. But you got the Corks, you got the Fergusons, you got the Johnsons, you got the what else? Give me Moss. Some more. Moss, the Mutries, Emmanuels. You know, we had an area called the Jackmore Tree.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. I just found that Jackmore Tree is actually Jack Mutree.
Jack Mutree, yeah.
Mm-hmm. But go ahead. You say Delvaux too?
Delvaux are there. Mm-hmm. And DeVos.
They have DeVos in Auckland.
There's a lot.
They have Auckland rules.
Yes.
So can we pinpoint a time, like a date, an era, where dynamics sort of shifted. Because you didn't lie. It sounded outrageous, right? That everything that is good about the Bahamas come from Auckland.
Yes. Yeah.
Right? It don't sound strange. But people wouldn't just assume that a lot of these names came from Auckland.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
What was the time when things shifted in terms of dynamics and people started moving to Nassau and contributing to the development of Nassau versus the development of Auckland?
Well, what happened was that if you look back in time, after the abolition of slavery,
the slaves were left behind. Now, we had a lot of different slave owners who had these surnames to begin with.
Mm-hmm.
So it's first started out in Crooked Island. Auckland's actually came out of Crooked Island. Mm-hmm. Okay?
That's you. Go ahead.
When they lived in Crooked and you had all of these different owners of slaves or slave plantations, they were big in cotton, sugar cane, even the cascarilla bark to some extent, because that was used in helping malaria in Africa. So they used to ship that out. There was cave, we call it cave earth, but it's cave dirt. They used to export the cave soil, the guano.
Bad guano, yeah.
That was shipped out to Eleuthera to help in the pineapple. And unfortunately, like I always say, some smart person came from Hawaii, took the slips, and started the Dole factory in Hawaii when it could have been in Eleuthera. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And the origin of the fertilization of that came out of Auckland's. Mm-hmm. Now, those surnames, like the Rolls, the Hasties, you can trace the Hasties all the way back to Scotland.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? The Hannahs. They are names that when the owners of those slave plantations.
Those loyalists.
Yes. When they left, who were left behind, leave behind? Mm-hmm. They took on their names.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Because I was John Doe's slave, I became John Doe.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
What happened was, as Nassau began to populate, okay,
mm-hmm.
there was not much going on the family island. My sisters, I know when I was a child.
Mm-hmm.
My sister, when my father died, and my sister was finished with high school. She became a monitor in the school in Pompey Bay. And then my mom said, well, you got to go to Nassau because you need to get higher education. So they migrated out of Auckland's, all of the Alfred Grays, all of the Wendell Jones, all of the Marguerite Colley, that's my sister, all of the Betty Hannah. These are just some of the names I'm calling. All of the Michael Hannah, all of the Reginald Ferguson, all of the John Lee Ferguson, all of them. After they was finished with school, they left. They came to Nassau because they wanted to have more education.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
When they came here, they either went to school, they got married, and many of them has not returned from then to now. But fortunately, the shift is on.
The shift is on.
And I will say this, that they've made the major contributions to the country as a whole.
Yes.
Even if not directly to Auckland.
Reginald Ferguson is back. He's built a beautiful home. He and his wife lives there.
So there's
now
a great return of Auckland's Islanders back.
Alfred Gray, although he's in Toronto, he comes back all the time. He has a house built there as well. So we are beginning to see now they're returning. They're returning
the
and they're coming
return
back.
Yes. I have some call.
We just mentioned that the census mentioned that Auckland's has grown.
Since
the
recent
population,
but people coming
has
back
grown.
Yes.
So people are coming back.
But let's get these callers in so then we can transition with this cassarilla. Because I see you mentioned cassarilla.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead, caller. Can you hear me? Caller girl one. Go ahead.
I want to ask, this seemed to be a history class for me on air, and I am listening and I'm being educated. One of the things I wanted to find out from the lady, I heard her mentioning all the names, Hannah, Hasty, Tynes, and all of that. Is the Millers as well from Auckland?
Yes,
the Millers
from Auckland,
What area did the Millers come from?
Pinefield.
Mm-hmm.
Pinefield. Okay, I was trying to remember the name.
Williamson's as well.
Now, I am also listening out for where to stay and how do you get there.
Don't worry.
But thank you for the history lesson. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
We have another telephone caller there, producer, just passed that caller through. Go ahead, caller. Can you hear me?
Hey, Neri. Again, good morning to everyone. Good morning, cousins. How you all doing?
Good morning.
This gentleman here is a Delaware.
Okay.
You know, it's a history lesson, and my father actually is a descendant of Crooked Island, Major's Key.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And so Aaron said something so profound. You know, a lot of the successes in this country actually have come through the hands of those who descended from Ackland.
Amen. Brother, say it again.
All right. My late father, the great Mr. Edison, J. Edison Delaval, who was controller of customs, is one of those, was one of those who, you know, from very early age, between the age of 16 and 18, you know, keep impact into what we call the success of this country through the Ministry of Finance and so on and so forth. You know, so, you know, I would like to congratulate what the Acklands Committee, if that's what you guys are representing, to try and promote the Acklands in particular, but Crooked Island by extension, because we all are families. You mentioned some of my family names. You talk about the Fergusons, the Farquharsons, the Mosses, you know, Delavos, Chisholms, even Jazz Chisholm family came from there, So we could call the great names in this country, and I am proud to say, you know, I'm very proud that you guys are representing those islands where, guess what, the economic help is needed.
Yes.
We can promote those islands and get the economy going. Yes, the Gasparilla Bark, in closing, is one of the prime products that came from Acklands that a lot of people do not know. You know, a product like Campari.
Mm-hmm.
I often said it's really a wonder why our governments have not done really due diligence in ensuring that we try to get these investors to invest into the islands where their main raw product comes from. And that would have stimulated the economy and found employment for our people. But that's another story for a different day. But continue the great work. And again, very proud to be the son of a descendant of Crooked Island in the Acklands, Crooked Island, and Michael chain. Thank you so much for taking my call, Nuri.
Thank you very much. I'm going to mention that on the next app.
Yeah.
But let's get some more of these callers in. Go ahead, caller. Producer Patrick calling through.
Hello.
Go ahead.
Yeah, good morning to everybody.
Morning.
There's a big time surname I'm not hearing, man. A. Loftus Roker.
Oh, don't worry. I got him on the next side. We got him.
Acklands, I'm not hearing one.
Producer, find that song. You can't find Jerry Roker in town. Dear sir, I have a question for you because you seem to be an expert.
Yes, Aaron. Yes, I agree.
Who is Jerry Roker? Why they couldn't find him in town? And why were they looking for him in Inagua?
Well, I don't know the answer to that one. I do young. But that's my cousin who gets called to Jeff. Yeah. Jeff, daddy, and my grandmother's is brothers and sisters from Crooked Island. Yeah, the Delavos. Yeah. But I know the Rokers. That should be a big-time Acklands name, man. And like you all say, Acklands contribute a lot to this society and the upgrade bringing to this country for the New Bahamas. Yeah, all of them, 80 Hannah. And all of them, A. Loftus Roker, the Fergusons from Fergie Food Store.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like the Corleys and the Hasties, all of them, yeah. Good people come from down that way, man.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to continue to tune in and enjoy the show, man. I'm enjoying it, Aaron. Great show, C.A. and Aaron.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Let's move to our next caller there. Go ahead, producer. Go ahead, caller. Can you help? Caller, go in once. Caller, no, okay, go on. You can continue to call in. Of course, from Family Island, you can call 242-300-5720, which is a toll-free line. And, of course, you can call the regular numbers, which is 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259, right? And the caller mentioned Casarilla.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what Casarilla is. I know what Campari is, but I don't know what Casarilla is, right? So, yeah, I sound like I need to make a trip to Acklands because apparently Casarilla is big thing in Acklands.
Yeah.
But just Cousin Anita, what is Casarilla and how important is Casarilla to Acklands Islanders?
The Cascarilla is what we call a shrub or a herb. Really, it should be named the number one herb of the Bahamas as it stands. The botanical name is called Crotoni luteria. The Cascarilla is a bitter herb that is used, right?
It bitter?
It is very bitter. It is used in the production. It is exported to Italy by the Roca family, and they have been doing that for well over 100 years.
Wait, the Roca family exports Cascarilla for over 100 years now?
Yes, close to that.
That's why you can't find Jerry Roca in town.
Taking the Cascarilla to Italy.
To Italy, a manufacturer of the liquor or the bitters is the Campari company, and that is used in their product. But since then, we're beginning to have a new trend. My cousin on my left now, she can say I have a moonshine. My company is making Barilla. Barilla?
It's your company is making?
Barilla.
Barilla.
A Barilla digestive, bitter digestive, which is very similar to the Campari. And the main herb in that product that I'm using is the cascarilla as well. Now, what is so important about the cascarilla? The cascarilla has been growing all around Acklands. The cascarilla that is grown on Acklands, and this has been proven over the last 2 to 3 years, has the most essential oil. It is the best cascarilla in the world. Now, there are other countries in South America, some in Cuba. They tried to grow it in Jamaica. They even tried to grow it in, I remember my good cousin Alfred tried to grow it down in Andros.
Yeah, I thought that's a big thing, trying to move a cascarilla to Andros.
Well, it does not thrive in this kind of climate. Yeah. It loves rocky, hard conditions.
Too rainy up in the north.
And the essential oil that has been extracted from the cascarilla, it is the second most expensive essential oil in the world.
Look at that.
Listen, okay? Cascarilla and Acklands, right, is like a, is it a metaphor, an analogy for the Bahamian experience, right? The best oil in the world is produced from one of the roughest, hardest terrains in the country. It's that rough life, it's that hardship that produces the best,
not
right?
Much rain. Not, there's not much rain in the southern Bahamas, and that is why it thrives. I remember I had a gentleman cut down a piece of land for me to grow some fruits and vegetables, and the cascarilla seeds, when it's like when the seed is on the tree itself, it pops open, and when it pops, this is how it's usually how it's grown. They were everywhere, so I have these beautiful big cascarilla tree growing on the, on my property right now. The thing that is going on with the cascarilla, there's a trend right now going on. The Roca family, they have decided they're going to help Acklands. That's what I put considered
concluded.
To be concluded.
Okay.
The cascarilla, while it is very hard to get because you have to walk through the bush, the process is this. You walk through the bush, you cut it. And in cutting it, you should cut it about 6 to 8 inches below, before the soil, so it can multiply and grow back.
Sustainable harvesting.
Yeah, so it can become a sustainable industry or product. Once you cut it, you have to take it out of the bush. If it's raining, you beat it off right away because it's nice and soft. When it's hard and no rain, you take it to a pond or the sea. You soak it in the water for about 5 to 6 days. You spread your plastic on the ground, you beat it off. Most homes in Acklands use the cascarilla as a second income.
Okay.
And now the price has gone from, it was fluctuating around $6 to $7 a pound. Now it is up over the last month to $10 a pound.
Okay.
So
you can make a living.
You can make a living now. Like I was saying on another program I was on this morning, I saw when I was leaving to come to Nassau, there was some man who was on Samana Key. Samana Key, Planet Key, French Key, they go there. And when they go, they would spend 2 weeks, maybe a month, maybe 3 months. And they just beat the bark. And it's really, really rough living. When they returned last week, I saw about 20 bags. Those 20 bags yielded about $20,000. Because it's usually 100 pounds in a bag. And he is buying now at $10 a pound. So if you had 6 bags, you would have just earned $6,000.
My gosh.
Yeah.
We need Casarino, right?
That's why we have the Cascarilla Festival.
Yep. Let's start. Let's move there. Let's move there. What, since you have Casarino.
And there is a
Casarino. I can remember getting it. What's a Casarino?
Casarino
is the seed
is
the on the beach, like the cedar tree.
And Cascarilla is
Cascarilla,
a different
thing. Cascarilla.
I need to learn Cascarilla. To pronounce that.
No, you don't drink, so I understand.
Right? So this drink thing has now turned into a festival.
Yes.
It's a big thing for Acklands.
It's very, very big. This is our third year, and we are celebrating the Cascarilla Festival. We are calling it the Acklands Cascarilla Heritage Festival, which will be named this year in honor of our own son of the soil, Reverend Dr. Herbert Spain.
Herbert Spain from Acklands, too?
That's right.
Yes. But you do the national anthem? Or the,
no,
or
the coat of arms,
coat of arms
and the flag.
And the flag.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. So we are celebrating the Cascarilla Festival from June 8th to 11th in Acklands. So now, somebody asked, where do you stay?
Where you say June 6th?
In the bush.
June 8th. June 8th to 11. Now, there's Ivel's Bed and Breakfast.
So they're actually hotels in Ackland?
Yes.
So people have places to stay?
Yes. Okay. They have at least 25 rooms, and they're beautiful.
And that's just one
piece. Well, then give me some names.
Okay, you have Ivel's Bed and Breakfast.
Okay.
You have Gray's Point. You have, Chisholm Highway Inn. Yeah. She has a place. There's another place in Chester's.
Top Choice
Lodge is in Mason's Bay. Mm-hmm. There are many small little, like, Boonfish Lodge, bed and breakfast that you can stay at. Mm-hmm. We're celebrating starting from Thursday. Bahamas Air, they have joined us this year, and they're on board. So now, not only do we have a flight on Wednesday, we have a flight coming into Acklands on Thursday, leaving Nassau at 8:30. We have a flight.
Things are going fast now.
Okay.
First, there's all kind of places you can stay.
Yes.
I understand rent cars as well. You have cars in Ackland.
I want to rent a donkey. I come into Ackland. I want the hard way.
No. You have to go to Nassau for the donkey.
Yeah. You all don't have any donkeys in Ackland?
No donkeys.
I don't know where they get cars from in Ackland, right? So they have places to stay. There's planes coming on Wednesdays now. Wednesdays and Thursdays.
And Thursdays for the festival. And then Saturday, we have a flight coming in on Saturday. We have a flight coming in on Sunday. So there's no shortage of getting in and out of Ackland. So if you go on Bahamas Air website right now, you'll be able to book your ticket.
I can get stuck.
No, you won't be stuck. They have small charter flights in and out. We have some fellas from Dundee who have planes as well. So they fly in and out.
Okay. I see I have another telephone
and
call
text.
There. And your text, yeah?
Yeah.
Go ahead, caller. Can you hear me?
Hello?
Hello. Go ahead.
Yeah, I can barely hear you. Your response. Listen, C.A. Murray. I'm listening to the show with interest. Very informative, very educational show. And I hear you ask the young lady about if Ackland's have any rooms or anything like that, accommodations. Let me tell you something, C.A. Newry. Your behemoths really got to get out and visit their family and stop playing the Fort Lauderdale. And
that's right.
Thing.
I agree.
Let me tell you something. I travel extensively around the world, the United States, and the Bahamas. And there are no rooms that can match Ivel's rooms in Ackland.
None.
I don't care
Five stars.
You go on Donald Trump's yacht, the rooms can't match the rooms what Ivel's have.
That's right.
And there is no other place in the Bahamas we got the best crack grouper and Club Rolex.
That's right.
Thanks for taking my call.
I mean, thanks very much. I mean, I'm listening, right? And sound like Ackland's have all kind of things to do. Now I found that you'll have clubs. You have all kind of hotels, right? And then you have cars.
Of course.
You go left and right.
I got a text for you, Nuri. Good morning, Erin and Nuri. This is Peggy Knowles from the festival committee.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
she says, look here, her festival her committee members are doing an excellent job. She can see the tangible effort. She can't wait. And she sent a message to you to go book your flight and your hotel room and hurry up, come down to Ackland's for the festival.
I look like I need to come down to Ackland's.
Yeah.
I see you have another telephone call.
And she said, Ivel's is top-notch and Chef Hannah is excellent.
Look like you're going to Ivel's too.
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
Okay, go ahead, Professor. Pass that caller through. Go ahead, caller. Can you hear me?
Mr. Nuri, how much does it cost to go to Ackland's and how much does it cost to rent a room for the weekend, for the festival?
Okay.
How much does it cost? Nobody's saying that, but how much does it cost?
What's the average cost?
What's
the average cost of a flight to Ackland?
What's the average cost of a flight?
The average cost is around $330.
Okay, yeah. Let's divide 300 by 9, because you get 3 Guinness for $9. That's how much it costs, Sparky.
Yeah.
Right? Divide 300 by 9, and you'll know how much it costs.
So it's $300 for the flight, round.
Yeah, $330.
Okay, and how much for one room?
The room averages, because, you know, it depends on the lodge.
Sure, what number?
Yeah. 120, 150.
120 a night?
Yeah.
I can afford $120 a night.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. 120.
Now, I like to go camping. I like to bring my tent and my
sleeping
bag.
Bring your
tent.
Of
course. Set up tent too.
You can actually set up tent in the Acklands too?
Yeah.
Nice. Because ain't no donkey. I could do that because ain't no donkey season.
The cards
like
average around $80. Some people have it for $100, $70. It depends.
I see another telephone call here, right? I'm a producer, Patrick, call it through. I heard that the last festival, right? You all chartered a boat to go to that next island, Crooked Island. That's still happening? Do you all go next door? I want to know the experience. I want to know the experience.
Crooked Island. Pat, I'll let Pat talk about two events we're having down here.
Okay.
But Crooked Island is 5-7 minutes away from Acklands. So we have daily ferries into Acklands and Crooked Island every day.
Crooked Island is to Acklands what Andrus is to New Providence.
Yes.
No. Paradise Island to New Providence. You won't put Andrus too much. But let's go to this next caller. Let's go to this next caller. Go ahead, caller. Can you hear me? Caller,
good morning.
I can hear you, caller. Go ahead.
How are you doing?
Yes, I'm doing well.
How you doing? Anita, how you doing this morning?
I'm doing wonderful. Thank you.
That's great. This is BJ Moss.
Oh, okay.
BJ Moss. Mm-hmm. Morning, sir.
Morning. Man, you know, nothing gets my juices flowing.
Yeah, when you talk about Acklands.
More than hearing people talk about Acklands.
Yeah, right.
You know, so I had to call in to just congratulate Anita on what she and her committee is doing with the Cascola Fest, and to say to her that the Acklands Trade and Development Association is 100% behind you in all of your endeavors in this regard.
Thank you, BJ. Yeah. Thank you. I appreciate that.
I wanted to just say something to Cecil. Cecil made a comment earlier that he somehow questioned why the government has not encouraged investors in the cascarilla industry. And I would say that I believe there is where we may have lost it, because we are steady waiting on the government to do that when we
can do it
as Acklands Islanders who would like to see growth and development on our island. We ought to pick up that gauntlet and let's go. Let's pick up that mantle and go. Let's do it.
Okay, thank you very much, BJ.
Absolutely.
But I want to say the walk-ins, say they from down south, and you can call their name.
Yeah.
But apparently, walk-ins
are Crooked Island.
Oh, okay.
My mother was from Crooked Island, so I'm partial to both islands, Acklands and Crooked Island.
See,
it's possible.
We call it twin islands then.
Three islands.
And three, but the third one is
Longkey.
Longkey. We got to include. We put our property in Longkey.
We have plenty of properties
hanging right around in there, Longkey. Acklands, Crooked Island.
And the next thing I want to know, right? Because I come in. I want to know if y'all take debit cards and credit cards, because I don't like...
And do you take sand dollars?
Yeah, because Nassau people is making money disappear. And if I go into Acklands and I have disappeared money, I would like to know if I can get on credit card and say, my book, everything,
I know me personally, we will be taking all of those that you just talked about.
Yeah.
And we are going to encourage those who are down there now to sign up to get ready. We have like Sun Cash and all of that.
Sun
dollars. You can move money back and forth.
Central Bank, you're all going to have to go buy a booth, go set up so that they can facilitate the guests being able to sign on to whatever system.
We have a $1 link now, eh?
Yes.
Yes, we can push the $1 link so I can transfer my money easier.
Yes, absolutely.
So I don't deal with cash anymore.
We have to look into that. I just want to say that during this festival, in the community center where we normally have our exhibition, we will have for the first time a wall of service. And on that wall of service, here are some of the names. And you will be amazed when I call these names. They are picture-worthy.
I want you to call the names, but what is a wall of service?
The wall of service will be those individuals who are either descendant, resident, or former resident of Acklands. Because this is the 50th year independence anniversary, we're combining both together. They have either served the island or served this country
yes.
in a way where they have made an impact on this country, on our country and island. Mm-hmm. And here are some of the only the first first going around. Mm-hmm. We have the former prime minister of this country. His mother was from Acklin, mm-hmm. Sir Lyndon Pendling. Mm-hmm. We have Aidy Hanna. We have Sir Clifford Darling. We have the Honorable Loftus Roker. We have Honorable V. Alfred Gray. We have His Excellency Wendell Jones. Mm-hmm. We have Reginald Ferguson and Paul Farquharson, both former commissioner of police. We have Mrs. Ivy Pearson. She was the first midwife. We have Nora Knowles, who was a nurse. We have Ethelyn Bain, and she's still alive. She's a nurse, retired. We have Reverend Newton Williamson. We have Mr. Elkin Roker, who started one of the pioneers in the Cascarilla. We have Bishop Carol Roll. We have King Eric Gibson. We have Mr. Eliezer Johnson. We have Bishop Bryce Thompson. We have Bishop Michael C. Simonet. We have Mrs. Naomi Mackey. Her son is Tom Hanna, who has all of those boats that service the island. We have Mrs. Mabel Hanna. Her son now is buying the bark for the Rokers. We have Captain Stephen Rose, who was one of the first boat captains in Acklands. And we have Mr. Theophilus Cox, mm-hmm. who was an administrator, a teacher. They will be some of the individuals this year, only this year, who mm-hmm. will be.
Because tomorrow needs to be added.
Yeah, because I nominating my Grammy, Eula Hasty, right now.
Yes, Eula Hasty nominates. Second that.
From I know, she's supposed to be the first woman taxi driver. Providence, one of the first hairdressers
yes.
in New Providence.
So now we need Erin. We need to get her name.
Don't worry.
Bio. Next year.
I got to come down there with my little piece of paper to tack it that's, on. Yes, just right. On yes. side. Yes.
And of course, I relate to the Benabies, and I know that's an Acklands name, too.
Benaby,
and all the Benabies turn bishop. All of them is bishops now.
Oh, Morant Bay and Lovely Bay.
Yeah, Lovely Bay. So I just want to throw their name out there to remind them that I know that everyone in that family is a Benaby.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Then, of course, I'm related to McFalls, too, right?
Oh, yeah, that's actually, I don't know.
Yeah, and all them save. Every yeah. McFall I know save. Born again, right? And I also related to Simonet.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Tom Simonet started my line in Acklands, right?
Yeah.
And Pop every Simonet related
hold
to me.
On. Pop
right?
Simonet, you related Pop Simonet?
No, that's Elutra.
That's the white Simonet.
Yeah,
okay. I'm just checking.
We Acklin Island Simonet.
We're the Bronze Simonet.
I'm just checking.
And I want to throw the Dachshund name because I'm related to Dachshunds, too.
Yes,
See? Yeah. And I want to say that, and people say, wait, how you get Nuri and help related? I relate to these people. But, these are my cousins.
Yes.
All those names you're calling, right?
Yeah.
We want them to make sure they attend
yes.
the concert that we're having on
you're
the
concert. Talk about the concert.
We're having a concert on all Acklands, old fashioned, stamp footing, prison, whatever you want to say, down at the hillside. Baptist Church on Independence Drive on the 30th
so you're Russian.
Of April.
Yeah, they're Russian.
So you want that too?
We Russian.
You know, we want that too. The 30th of April will bring all of these choirs, groups together. I can truly say that I have some confirmation from choirs already. And the what the name was that? The Region Bells.
They're coming to help the
bells. They're coming to be down
concert,
there.
Concert.
And we haven't had some concerts in a while, and this one is going to be different. Because it's an old-fashioned mm-hmm. Acklands concert. So we want persons to prepare themselves. All them names you all called just now, mm-hmm. publicity for those people. I want all of them to show up the Hillside Baptist Church mm-hmm. on the 3rd of April.
Absolutely. I'm down. I want to just put a note in there. I want to talk to young people in particular about how important it is, mm-hmm. right, to mm-hmm. when you... intimate partner relationships,
mm-hmm.
when you are in a space where you could potentially... conceive a child,
mm-hmm.
how important it is to be prepared for that.
Mm-hmm.
Because you need to be prepared to tell that child who their daddy is.
Yes.
So that they can link to their family.
Yes.
If you have heard the joy and excitement in the voices of the callers who say, hey,
mm-hmm.
cousin,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
I call in to mm-hmm, represent.
Mm-hmm.
That is a part of this experience.
Yes.
Being a Bahamian, yes. having an identity, knowing who you are.
Yes.
So let's make some... let's be brave,
uh-huh,
you know,
uh-huh.
and
make
do,
some big steps.
And do the thing
be
you
proud
yeah.
of your
to
family.
Do.
Get
yeah.
to find out who you are. And that's what this whole thing is about.
Yeah.
Let's meet each other. Get the timeline. Get the trend. Get whoever it is, who family you are. So when
because my sister almost went out on a date with her cousin, a member from the Hasty side.
No, no.
Come visit the house.
No, no. I'm from Acklin.
Hold on.
We Benicle Hill.
Before we
I'm from Benicle Hill, right? And we cool with that. I just said, you be cousin.
No,
just
no,
don't be first cousin. But second cousin, I could date.
No.
Listen. This
cousin, neither you've used my second cousin wouldn't date me.
No.
This concert is not the only thing.
You know, I told my son, right? There was this particular person who yeah. really loved my son. My son is a Roker.
Yeah.
But that the Roker from the other side, not from Loftus family line. And this girl, she got mad because he said to her, I'm sorry, you're related to the Collies and I don't do cousin. Man, she slapped him.
What?
She slapped my son because...
I can't blame him. Because that could work. That could work. But this seemed to be a... This seemed to be a family reunion.
Of course.
Like a big celebration.
A big celebration.
So you're trying to say that people should bring their family trees?
Bring their family. Bring whoever they want to bring. Mm-hmm. We need to make the connection. We also have a meet and greet for the May 6th. May 6th in the Garden of Eden, down out Eastwood.
Oh, that's here in Nassau.
Yes, right now.
So in Nassau.
Both of these programs are in Nassau.
She's in charge of Nassau. Let's start over. What's the Nassau event?
The Nassau event is April 30th at the Hillside Baptist Church on Independence Drive. That's the all old-fashioned Auckland's concert. That's
program,
a family reunion program. Concert program. That's the family reunion within itself. Nuri, we want to see you there.
In Nassau.
Right in Nassau. Bring your item. Bring it.
I see, though, you know, when you couldn't read.
Yeah.
You just is, la, 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 la. That's what you want. If you can't read, come, let's just do that. We want to just have this old-fashioned concert. Bring your family. And then we have the meet and greet for the 6th of May down in the Garden of Eden in Eastwood. That's promising to be an even more exciting time where we can definitely hang out, get loose, and be able to meet and greet each other and talk about old times. We want to bring out all those old stories, old jokes, who killed the chicken and who couldn't eat the cow because the cow dropped dead and they ain't nobody dead from. That time they killed the cow.
All my cousins inboxed me hearing this because my cousin Barbara Daxon text me just now. Cousin Barbara Hairburn just text me just now.
I got a text I got to read y'all, right? What's it says, that? Good morning. And you say, point one, your statement that all that is good in the Bahamas comes from Auckland's is not completely correct. Most of the good things about the Bahamas are the result of people coming from the family islands. But he says, point two, you guys need to do shows like this about the other family islands. Y'all excite them here. Y'all, this Auckland's pride have driven other people.
That's what it is.
Right, to be a part of this conversation.
There's nobody can do it like us.
And he says, Cecil, you got to do this.
Yes.
So that other family islanders experience and better appreciate.
I'll do one with Bimini. I have some family in Bimini too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, but we're talking about Auckland today. Yeah. I ain't worried about that.
You got plenty text though.
Yes.
Another text. Blessing CA. I love how she mentioned the late Captain Stephen Rose of Long Key Island in Auckland. CA, you are a big history man. I want you to do a series on the link of how Long Key Island linked the islands of Auckland's and Crooked Island to Panama, and by extension the Bahamas to Panama, and how some Panama people is our Bahamian people. I think that's your story, Cecil.
Yes.
All right, another text. I am Auckland's Moss from the Frank Moss clan.
Okay.
Thank you. Ask CA if he is related to the Saunders. Being brave.
You're related to the Saunders.
Good morning, Senorita Gloriana Strawn from Auckland's True Blue, an educator by trade. And you read the rest of them, right?
Yeah, you read
the rest of them.
I see we have another caller through, so I want to patch that caller through, producer, make sure everyone get a chance
to
talk.
4 minutes left.
Yep, so we got to promote again, right? Go ahead, caller, can you hear me?
Hey, good morning, how are you?
I'm doing well, good morning.
I am listening to your show, I am enjoying your show. I'm a Saunders Lavarity from Bimini. You say you're from Bimini, so I'm curious.
Saunders Lavarity, yes, them same people.
Same people?
And roll. They are rolling Bimini. Yeah, them same people.
We need to talk.
I relate via the Francis them. That's how I get related to them.
Yes, Adrian Francis, though. I am. Wow. I just have sitting. I got to call and plan a Bimini reunion because I am jealous now of the Auckland reunion.
I thought you were going to say you won't come down to the Auckland.
She got to come down to see what you're doing.
I know about you because I just follow you. Myrtle is my friend. Myrtle Monroe.
Yeah, wonderful.
Yeah. I plan to come down, but
great.
See, hey, we got to talk.
We got to talk.
Okay.
Definitely. But let's.
Right.
You know, Auckland's people has always been setting the pace, you know.
Yes.
We set the pace for business in this country. Now we're setting the pace with advertising our island. We've always been setting the pace.
Was Auckland's the capital at one point? Longki was the capital of the whole country.
What happened was, back in the days, Longki was the main port because of the ships moving back and forth to South America and going north to Europe. They would stop in Longki. And we have a lot of different Bahamians who are originally from Longki, including some of the persons I've met and known, like the Farringtons, and I'm talking about the white Farringtons, like Sheila, who's married to Pritchett. They're all from Longki. Now, if you know anything about Longki, there are some ship that got wrecked right off Longki. That has, is said now, those ship are still buried in the sand, that has what of jewelry and gold that they were bringing from south going north. And they're still there on Longki. Longki also had one of the jails there. Okay, Longki is a very, very important part of history that we have neglected.
Cecil, make them tell you the details again. Let me read this text. Family tree should be a part of our geography lesson and on the BGCSE. As a matter of fact, this sounded like a new Jeopardy category. In fact, I got one game show called How Bahamian Are You? This sounds like a game show, hometown history.
Okay, so let's recap.
So I'm going to start off with the April 30th, Hillside Baptist Church, where we're going to have the old-fashioned program. It's 7:30, and the old-fashioned program, that's one thing that we want people to reach out. Then we have the meet and greet May 6th, and then the festival.
The festival is June 8 to 11 down in Spring Point, Auckland. Get on board. Go to Bahamas there. Book your ticket. We'll see you there. We have Ministry of Tourism, Ministry of Culture, Ministry of Agriculture, BAIC, the Bahamas Development Bank. They're all coming down.
Bring your own donkey. They ain't got no donkey.
They have no donkey in Auckland. So at this Nassau event, I can find out more about the cash.
And can I, before we get cut off, our theme, Auckland's looking back where greatness began.
Man, I can't wait. I can't wait.
You can't wait.
Anyway, we talk about all kind of Auckland's. We can talk about Auckland's again. It's sad here. Auckland's, the greatest island in the Bahamas.
The
whole Bahamas.
That's right.
Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Nuri and Aaron Green. Have a wonderful day. Bye-bye.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.